ඔබයිදිරිය කතා කරන්න මේ වෙලාවේ.
I humbly take this as a privilege to speak to you.
මොකද අපි සුදුසු අය නොයි උන්වහන්සේගේ සේවයට.
Because we are not good enough for his service.
උන්වහන්සේගේ කරුණාවයි අපි සුදුසන් කලේ.
But his grace and kindness make us worthy.
මම ස්තුතිවන්ත වෙනවා ඔබගේ ප්‍රධාන පූජකතුමාගේ ජීවිතය නිසා.
I thank God because of your senior pastor's life.
ඔහු මගේ ජීවිතය මත බොහෝ බලපෑම් කර තිබෙනවා.
He make a giant influence, big influence upon my life.
යුජින් කිව්වා මට අපේ house church 420ක් විතර කරනවා කියලා.
Eugene told that we are running 420 house churches.
ඔව් අපි සතියකට සෙනඟ 2000කට විතර සේවය කරනවා.
We do ministry over 2000 people.
නමුත් පාස්ටර් වොන් මගේ ජීවිතයට ආවේ නැත්නම් මම ගොඩක් දේවල් මිස් කරගන්න තිබුණා.
But if Pastor Won doesn't came to my life, I will miss lot of things. I will miss God even.
මම ගොඩක් කාර්ය බහුල වෙලා හිටියා.
Because I was so busy with the ministry.
මට වැඩේ ලොකු වෙලා තිබුණා දෙවියන් වහන්සේට වැඩිය.
The work was more important for me than God.
දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඔබ පාවිච්චි කළා සුනාමියක් වගේ මගේ ජීවිතයට.
God used him as a tsunami, like a tsunami for my life.
රාජ්‍ය කාරණ තේරුම් ගන්න.
To understand the kingdom things.
Amen.
Amen.
ඔබට අමුත්තක් වෙයි මම සිංහලෙන් කතා කරන එක.
It will be strange to you when I am speaking in Sinhala and also very sorry for the poor English.
අතර මේක අපේ ඔක්කොටම විශේෂ අවස්ථාවක්.
This is a special occasion for all of us.
මම ප්‍රථමයෙන් ලංකාවේ සභාවෙන් ඔබ සෑම දිනකටම සුභාශිංසන ගේ.
I would like to bring greetings from Sri Lankan Church.
අපේ සභාව පස්ව වොන්ට ගොඩක් ආදරේ.
Our church loves very much Pastor Wong.
අදත් බොහෝ තැන්වල උන් යාඥා කරන ඔබේ සේවය.
Today also they are praying for him and his ministry.
නැවතත් සුභ පතනවා ඔබගේ සේවයේ නැවත පිහිටවීම ගැන අදහස්.
It's a pleasure that you are able to to start the service again.
මම හිතනවා 2019 ඉත වැඩගත් අවුරුද්දක් අපි හැමෝටම.
I think the year 2019 is a very important year for all of us.
මම හිතන්නේ මේ දවස අහම්බෙන් ආපු දවස.
This day is not an accident.
දෙවියන් වහන්සේ සැලසුම් කරපු දවස.
God has planned this day.
දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කිසිම දෙයක් සැලසුම් නොකර කරන්නේ.
God doesn't do anything without planning.
උන්වහන්සේට සැලසුමක්
තියෙනවා. God has a plan.
ඔබ දන්නවද දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ සැලසුම මොකක්ද කියලා?
Do you know what his plan is?
මගේ ප්‍රධාන පූජකතුමා නිතරම කියන දෙයක් දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ සැලසුම මිනිස්සු.
My senior pastor always telling that God's method is a man.
දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ සැලසුම මිනිස්සු.
God's method is a man.
ඔබට පුළුවන් ඒ මිනිස්යා වෙන්න.
You can be that man.
ඔබට පුළුවන් ඒ ස්ත්‍රිය වෙන්න.
You can be that woman.
දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ සැලසුම ක්‍රමයක් නෙමෙයි.
God's plan is not a method, not a system.
උන්වහන්සේගේ සැලසුම සංවිධානයක් නෙවෙයි.
God's plan is not an organization.
උන්වහන්සේගේ සැලසුම නිකායක් මතෙන් නෙමෙයි.
God's plan is not a denomination.
උන්වහන්සේගේ සැලසුම ක්‍රමය මිනිස්සු.
But God's method is a man.
ඔබට පුළුවන් මේ මිනිස්යා වෙන්න.
You can be that man.
ඔබට පුළුවන් මේ ස්ත්‍රිය වෙන්න.
You can be that woman.
අපේ වඩා වැදගත් අපි දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අපිට දෙන අවස්ථාවන් තේරුම් ගැනීම.
But it is more important that we understanding the opportunities that God is giving to us. God brings opportunities to our lives and we must understand that.
මකමැති එපිස 5 16 17 ඔබත් එක්කම විස්තර කරන්න.
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16 and 17. Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Very important thing is coming here.
Paul tuma kiyenawa kaalaya napuru bævi haki hama ida prastavak allaganna.
Paul says because the days are evil, make the most of every opportunity.
Haki hama avasthawak allaganna.
Most of every opportunity.
O metara katha karanne deviyan wahanse apeta pamunuwana avasthawa.
He's talking about here divine opportunities.
Api therum ganne mithama wedagath.
It is very important to understand.
Paul මෙතන පාවිච්චි කරන වචනය kairos කියන
වචනය. Apostle Paul uses here the word kairos to explain the word opportunity.
දිව්‍යමය අවස්ථාව.
Divine opportunities.
අපි මතක තියාගන්න ඕනේ අපේ ජීවිතයට. දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අවස්ථාවන් පමුණවන කොට. ඒව මග හැරගන්න තු වෙන්න.
If we miss these divine opportunities,
ව මග හැරුණොත් අපිට අවස්ථාව නැති වෙන්න යනවා.
If we miss these opportunities, we will not get a chance again.
අවස්ථාව මගහැරීම සමහර විලාවට අවලංගු කිරීමක් වෙන්න පුළුවන්.
If we miss the opportunity, if we misunderstand the opportunity, we will never get another chance.
මතක තබා ගන්න. සාවුල්ට ආයිත් අවස්ථාවක් හම්බුනේ
නැහැ. Remember Saul didn't get another chance, second chance.
Esau ta avasthawak hambunne aayi.
Esau didn't get second chance.
Judas ta tawat avasthawak hambunne.
Judas didn't get second chance.
Oba deviyan wahansege kaarana therum gatte naththam,
if you don't understand God's ways,
eka avalangu kirimak wenna puluwan obe jeevithaye.
It will be a big influence to your life.
Ema naththam ඔබට බොහෝ වෙලා බලාගෙන ඉන්න සිදුවේ ඒ අවස්ථාව නැවතෙනවා.
Sometimes you may spend years to take that opportunity again.
Israel තේරුම් ගත්තේ නැති වුණාම දෙවියන්ගේ කාරණා.
When Israel doesn't understand God's ways.
එක අවස්ථාවක උන්ට අවුරුදු 70ක් බලන් ඉන්න වුණා නැවත ජෙරුසලමට එන්න.
They had to wait 70 years to come back to Jerusalem.
Amen. Amen. අපි අද අහන්න ඕනේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ මොකක්ද අපිට ලෑස්ති කරන දිව්‍යමය වාතාවරණයේ මේ දවසේ.
Today we must ask from God what God is planning here, what God is telling here.
මම ඔබට යෝජනා කරන ඔබට ඒක නොදැන ඉන්න බෑ.
I tell you that you cannot you must know it.
මොකද එන්න කාලය නපුරු වෙගෙන යනවා.
The coming days are going to be worse.
ගොඩක් නරක වෙන්න යන පැමිණෙන්න යන දවස්.
Coming days are going to be evil.
මම ශ්‍රී ලංකාවේ ඉන්න නිසා. ඔබ දන්නවා ශ්‍රී ලංකාවේ තත්ත්වය.
You know the situation of Sri Lanka.
අපි බ්‍රිතාන්‍යයෙන් ගැලවීම ලැබලා බ්‍රිතාන්‍ය නිදහස් වෙලා අවුරුදු 70ක්.
We were 70 years before we were under United Kingdom.
අපේ රට තම ආර්ථිකව නිදහස් වෙනවා.
Still we never released in economy.
සමාජීය වශයෙන්, දේශපාලන වශයෙන් නිදහස් වෙලා.
And also politically and socially we are not an independent nation.
අපි අසමර්ථ ජාතියක් බවට පත්
වෙනවා. We have become a failed nation.
මම තදින් විශ්වාස කරනවා. ඒ ජාතියේ අසමර්ථකමට වග කියන්න ඕනේ සභාවක්.
I believe that for this failure the church must take the responsibility.
දෙවන් වහන්සේ අවස්ථාව දුන්න සභාවට.
God gave the chance to the church to change the nation.
Sabahava therum gatte ne deviyan wahansege karana.
But church couldn't understand the God's ways.
Api ada hituwot api metena ras wenne jenawa kapa karanna kiyala.
If we think today we gather together to dedicate jena.
Api ada hituwot api ras wenne me sabahava nawatha patan ganna kiyala.
If we think today we are gathered to start the church again.
Etana yam garaddak.
There's a error.
Etana yam waraddak thibena.
There's a mistake there.
Mata hangenne api ahanna ona mokakda aathmika karanawa ubawansaya apuwa melisa bæs karana.
I feel that we must ask from God why you ask us to gather here.
Bomante amen kiyana.
Can I have amen?
Amen. Amen. මම ලංකාවේ ඉන්න නිසා මම ලංකාවේ සභාව ගැන ටිකක් කියන්න.
I'll tell you about Sri Lankan church.
යුගයක් ඇවිල්ලා තියෙනවා. අපේ සභාවට දෙවෙනාසිකේ කාරණා නොතේරෙන මිනිස්සු නැතිදලා ඉන්නවා.
There are a lot of leaders who doesn't understand God's ways.
නායකයන් Taman විසිදේ කරන කාලයක්.
They do as they see fit.
Taman visidhe sabhava thula karana kaalaya.
They do what they want in the church.
Mudal,
money,
talents,
krama
saha vidhi,
systems and methods,
onge adhyapane,
their education,
onge kriyaakarakam,
their activities,
onta wada doku vela thibena.
Those things are more important for them than God's ways.
Man hitanne meka aasiyawatama podu tattwaya.
I think this is a very common thing for all Asia.
Hama thanakama sabhave api me dewal dakinawa.
We see this thing in churches everywhere.
Mama viswasa karanawa Asiyawa devanhasari thama wedagath sthanaya.
But I believe Asia is a very important place for God.
Asiyawa Bible e sanahan karala thiyena.
God has mentioned about the Asian continent in the Bible.
America wagena sanahan karala.
But not USA. Bible has mentioned about Asian continent.
America wagena sadahan karala
ne. But not USA.
Ai ada loka jeevathina janagahanein 60% jeevathwenne Asiyawa.
60% of the population of the world lives in Asian continent.
Hama 100tama 60 den.
60%
බහිතන්නේ උන්වහන්සේගේ හදවත බර වෙලා නැහැ කියලා මේ ප්‍රදේශයේ.
Don't you think God has a burden in his heart about this area?
උන්වහන්සේගේම දරුවෝ.
His children.
ඔබට තේරෙනවද මේ પરම්පරාව දිනා ගන්න නම් අපි මේ પરම්පරාවේ ක්‍රියා කරන්න ඕනේ.
This generation must be win within this generation.
මරුවනේ පස්සේ උන්ට බලාපොරොත්තුවක් නැහැ.
After dying they have no hope.
Subaranchi balayak naha kenek marunata passe.
Once someone is dead there is no power in the salvation message.
Me paramparava tuladima sparsha karanna ona.
We must win this generation within this generation.
Sabhava sudana.
Church must be get prepared.
Obai mamai lasthi.
You and me must get prepared.
Merunata passe api andala wadak ne. Merunata passe subaharanchi balayak ne. Kenek merunata passe. Me paramparava deema galawa gannawa.
This generation must be reached within this generation.
Api godak amarukam dakino me kaalaya thula.
We see a lot of difficulties.
නමුත් දෙවියන් වහන්සේට අවස්ථාවක් තිබෙනවා හැම අමාරුකමක් තුළ.
Within all these difficulties and challenges God has an opportunity there.
හැම අවස්ථාවක් තුළ.
In each and every difficulty.
හැම අවස්ථාවක් තුළ.
Each and every bad challenges.
දෙවියන් වහන්සේට අවස්ථාවක් තියෙනවා.
God has a plan. God has an opportunity.
mama seve avurudu 30 kithara avilla thiyena
I have done ministry I have been in ministry for about 30 years
mama vena hama kaalekata wadiya dakinawa nava irutuwak paminimen thibena
bawa I see that a new era is coming to the church
mama meka wagakimen thiyena
I tell you this
deviyan wahanse avasthawak hadamin inna me pradeshayata
God is making an opportunity for this Asia this continent
ma dakinawa pividimak aasannen paminena
I see a revival at hand
mama dakinawa bhumiya sakas kirimak yam kisi alut deyak siddha wenawa
I see ground is preparing for a new thing for a new thing
mama dakinawa david karu me kale guhaman wala soodanam wenawa
I see a lot of davids are preparing in their caves
sielu golathwaru pahatata helanna
to put all the goliaths down
mama dakinawa joseph la siragewal wala soodanam wenawa
I see that josephs are preparing within prisons
mama dakinawa esther la soodanam wenawa
I see Esther's are preparing they are mama, getting ready
mama dakinawa johann la soodanam wenawa
I see john's getting ready
mama dakinawa elia la soodanam wenawa
I see elijah's getting ready
mama dakinawa elisha waru soodanam wenawa
I see elisha's preparing
hama aathmayak devan mahasayata watina nisa
because each and every soul god It is very important each and every soul for God.
Hama paramparawak unwahanseta awashyai.
God needs each and every generation.
Sir kamathi naha kisi kenek nirayata yane.
He doesn't want anyone to go to the hell.
Unwahanseta womanawak kema.
God has a burden.
Api therum ganna awashyai unwahansege womanawa.
We must understand the burden in his heart.
Unwahanse kairos avasthawan apita ewamin sitena.
God is sending kairos moments to our lives
abhidhatmika gnane avashyai
we need spiritual wisdom
therum ganna pinisa
to understand
deviyan wahasege karana
god's things god's ways
karuna karala aathmika vatavaranaya therum ganna vayam karanna
so please try to understand the god's ways and the spiritual environment
baba dakino eliyage aathma anubhavaya
I see the spirit of Elijah
visheshayen me pradeshaya kriyaatmaka wenawa
specially working in this area
hadavat soodanam karana pinisa
to prepare hearts
vachane attivarama damana pinisa
to make a foundation through the word of god
aminendiyana kaalaya soodanam karanna
they are preparing church for the coming era coming season
mama obata waga kiyemen kiyenawa
I tell you
obe senior pastor tulin e aathmanubhave kriyaatmaka wenna
I see that the spirit of elijah is working through your pastor
eka api ape deshedi addakina
we experience it when he comes to our nation
sri lankave sabhava tamanta risi de karana tanakata wedena
sri lankan church has fallen into a place that leaders are doing what they need what they want what they like what they desire
ape churches wala godak dewal tiyena
we have lot of activities
ran tiyena ridhi tiyena ape churches
we have properties
habe apita jesus wahansewa nathi vela
but we miss jesus
e avasthave thamai pastor won ape lankawata aawa
at that moment god sent pastor won to our church
apita seve loku vela thibuna
the ministry was more important for us
abimuke nath vela thibuna
then god and we were out of the presence of god we were in a place that we cannot go further but god used him to bring back us to the communion of god
rajye vatinakam apita kiya dena pinisa
to teach us the kingdom reality
sabhava kiyanne mokakda kiyala therum ganna pinisa
actually to understand what the church is
madaka thabana eliyage aathmanubhave aave senagawa soodanam karana
the spirit of elijah came to prepare the people
unge hadavat soodanam karana
to prepare their hearts
ohu devanasage vachaniyen pirila hitiye
he was filled with word of God.
Peminenna yana avasthavata hadavat sudanam karana.
His duty was to prepare the hearts of man for the coming things.
Luke 17 kiyenawa.
In Luke chapter 1 verse 17.
Yohan Bautista aave Eliyage aatma anubhavayen kiyala.
Luke chapter 1 verse 17. And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
You know
that John the Baptist came with the spirit and power of Elijah.
Devian wahanse yam aathmanubhavayak damma deliyata dunna de yam aathman eha samana aathmayak dunna Johan.
John the Baptist had the same anointing, same spirit like Elijah.
Jesus wahanse kiyuwa Johan Bautista kisima haaskamak kale ne.
Jesus told that John the Baptist didn't do any miracle.
O haaskam kale ne.
He didn't do any miracle.
O haaskam kale ne.
He didn't do any miracles.
Namuth ohota wedi aalepayak.
But he had a special anointing.
Wedi aalepayak ohota.
It is a special anointing. What is his anointing? Is that for healing sick people? Is that for running churches? Is that for building big buildings? Is that for keep crusades?
දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඔහු කැඳෙව්වේ වැඩි ආලේපයක් දුන්නේ හදවත් සූදානම් කරන්න.
God gave him a special anointing to prepare people's hearts.
ඒ પરම්පරාව දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ කාරණා නොදැන සිටියා.
Because that generation doesn't understand, didn't understand God's ways.
Hosea කිව්වක අවස්ථාවකදී.
Once Hosea told,
mage senaga vinasha vela tiyenne mage dewal dannat nisa.
My people perished because they don't know my ways.
Mitraya apita devan wahasage karana nodana inda baha.
We cannot be a people who doesn't understand God's ways.
Obe aarthike mata sidu wenna dewal.
Your economy.
Obe paula tula sidu wenna dewal.
The things happening in your family.
Saukya tula sidu wenna dewal.
The things happening in your health.
Obe daruwan tula sidu wenna dewal.
Things happening in your children.
Deven mahasata pawichcha karanna puluwan.
God can use all these things.
Mahasage karana obata therum karawa.
To make you know his ways.
Obata unwahasage karana nodena inda baha.
You cannot be a man who doesn't understand God's ways.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Annas and Caiaphas and Jesus wahanse aapuwa.
When Jesus came, Annas and Caiaphas,
outer Jesus wahanse wandura ganna beri una.
They couldn't identify Jesus.
Oh meka danna hondatama.
They knew the Bible.
Oh and the meka anuwa.
They were what instructed in this book. They sleep like Bible says. They did everything according to the Bible.
Jesus wahanse ohulawata
awwama. But when Jesus comes to him,
ohanawa oba deviyan wahasege putraya.
They ask, are you the son of God?
Deviyan wahasege putraya.
Are you the son of God?
But peenada metana thiyena vihiluwa.
Can you understand the situation here?
But peenada metana thiyena vihiluwa.
Can you understand the situation here? They were in a situation that they can't understand, can't see, can't identify God's son. They couldn't understand God's ways.
පල්ලියට මිස් වෙලා තිබුණා දේවන්වහන්සේගේ කාරණාව.
The church has missed God's ways.
පල්ලිය දේවන්වහන්සේගේ ක්‍රියාවන් දැකලා තියෙනවා.
Church has seen God's miracles, God's acts.
පල්ලිය දේවන්වහන්සේගේ මාර්ග නොදැනේ.
But the church doesn't know the ways of God.
මම ඔබට ඕන කමින් කියනවා.
I tell you.
ඔබට මේ සභාවට ඇවිල්ලා ෆිල්ම් එකක් බලනවා වගේ ඉන්න බෑ.
You can't come to this church and to stay here like going cinema. You can't wait, you can't watch. You must come to this church like go to a gymnasium.
Amen. Amen. Church එක cinema hall එකක් නෙවෙයි.
The church is not a cinema hall.
Church එක gym එකක් වෙන්න.
But it's a gymnasium.
ඔක්කොම ක්‍රියා කරනවා.
All of us must be active. All of us have a work.
Can I have good amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ කාරණා ඔබ තේරුම් ගන්න අවශ්‍යයි.
So you must understand God's opportunities.
උන්වහන්සේගේ අවස්ථා අල්ලගන්න.
Catch the chances and the opportunities God is giving you.
එක මිනිසෙක් උන්වහන්සේගේ දේවල් අවබෝධ කරගන්න.
If one man understands God's ways, he can change the world.
මතක තියාගන්න ලෝකය වෙනස් කරේ 12 දෙනෙක්
කියලා. 12 apostles were able to turn the world upside down.
ලෝකය වෙනස් කරා.
They turned the world upside down. Not 2,000. Not 1,000 people. Not 50,000. Only 12. They turned the world upside down. Because they understood the ways of God. They catched the opportunities. So they were able to do that. I know your pastor. He go to Europe. He go to Africa. He travel through Asia. He come to my country. One man. One Samuel.
Eli's paramparam vinash kara.
Can change a whole generation.
එක එලියා කෙනෙකුට පුළුවන්.
One Elijah.
බාල්ව අයින් කරලා දාන්න.
Can put Baal down.
එක දාවිත් කෙනෙකුට පුළුවන්.
One David.
ගොලයාත් වාපස්සට හරවන්න.
Can put David Goliath down.
එක Joshua කෙනෙකුට පුළුවන්.
One Joshua.
නියඟය අයින් කරලා දාන්න.
Can over the drought.
එක Esther කෙනෙකුට පුළුවන්.
One Esther.
දේශයටම ප්‍රීතිය ගෙනල්ලා දෙන්න.
Bring happiness to a nation.
දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ලොකු කණ්ඩායම් ඕනේ.
God needs no big crowd.
උන්වහන්සේට අවශ්‍ය.
God needs
උන්වහන්සේගේ හදවතට එකඟ.
God needs a man who
වහන්සේ කියන දේ කරන්න ලෑස්ති.
Who is after his own heart.
මිනිස්සෙක් ස්ත්‍රියෙක්.
God needs a man or a woman who are willingly willingly obeying to him.
යාපිට පුළුවන් එක වන් කෙනෙක් තුනේ.
So one wong can influence to whole all five continents.
Hallelujah.
So I beg you.
2019 අවුරුද්ද. කාලය ගන්න නිරහරව
ඉන්න. Within this year take time to be fasting and praying.
කාලය ගන්න නිරහරව ඉන්න.
Take time to fast.
කාලය ගන්න දේවදාසගේ හඬ අහන්න.
Take time to hear God's voice.
කාලය ගන්න ඔබේ පවුලට දෙන්න.
Take time give time to your family.
දෙවියන් වහන්සේට දෙන කාලය සොරකම් කරන්න එපා.
Do not steal the time you must give to God.
ඔබේ පවුලට දෙන කාලය සොරකම් කරන්න එපා.
Don't steal the time you must give to your family.
ඔබේ දරුවන්ට දෙන කාලය සොරකම් කරන්න එපා.
Do not steal the time you must give to your children.
කාර්ය බහුලත්වයේ නැමති සතුරම පරාජය කරන්න.
You must defeat the enemy of busyness.
ඔබේ වැඩය දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ කාලය සොරා ගන්න බෑ.
Your work must not steal the time of God.
කරුණා කරලා මේ අවුරුද්ද දෙවියන් වහන්සේට දෙන කාලය සොරා ගන්න එපා.
So please try to be in the presence of God.
දෙවියන් වහන්සේ දෙක කාලය ගත කරන්න.
So please try to be in the presence of God.
ශුද්ධ ලිපිලි කියවන්න.
Read the Bible.
අන්‍ය භාෂාවෙන් කතා කරන්න.
Speak in tongues.
අන්‍ය භාෂාවෙන් කතා කරන්න.
Pray in tongues.
ඔබට පහසුවෙන් දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ කාරණා තේරුම් ගන්න පුළුවන් එවිට.
Then you will be able to understand God's things.
කාර්ය බහුලත්වයෙන් ප්‍රවේශම් වෙන්න.
Be careful from the busyness.
ඒක ඔබට සතුරෙක් වෙන්න පුළුවන්.
It is an enemy.
මොකද ඔබ පරාජය නොකරන සතුරු දවසක ඔබ පරාජය කරන්න යනවා.
If you not defeat your enemy, the enemy is going to defeat you.
ඔබ සතුරට පහර දුන්නේ නැත්නම් ඔබේ සතුරා ඔබට පහර දෙන්න යනවා.
If you not attack the enemy will be going to attack you.
දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ කාරණා අවබෝධ වෙන්නේ නැති ඔබේ සතුරෝ ගැන ඔබ අවබෝධ කරගන්න මේ අවස්ථාවේදී.
So you must be careful about these things.
වැඩි ආත්මයේ ආලේපයක් හැමිනෙමින් තිබෙනවා.
A special anointing is coming upon to the church. God is seeking for men and women. God is looking for churches. Exactly, the anointing of Elijah is pouring out to the church. Again, Holy Spirit is going to take the lead.
Apostle varunge yugayakata ubhasapya geniyanne yana.
He is going to lead us to lead us again to an apostolic season.
Ekai me kale wedagatta. Ekai me kale wedagatta.
It is the importance of this time.
Ape punchi english it ekka meet wediya katha karanna bæ. Apita thama mahidanam godak katha karana.
I think I spoke a lot.
අපි දෙවියන්ගෙන් අහන්න ඕනේ.
So we must ask
මොකක්ද ඔබ වහන්සේ අපිට පෙන්වන්න හදන දේ කියලා.
What God is going to show us today.
මමද උදෑසන යාච්ඤා කරද්දී දෙවියන්සෙන් මට පෙන්වුව දේ මම ඔබට කියන්නම්.
When I pray in the morning, God show something to me.
අපි දන්නවා අපි අද ජෙනාව කැප කරනවා.
We know that we are going to dedicate Jenna.
අපි දන්නවා අපේ චර්ච් එක අපි අද නැවත පටන් ගන්නවා.
We know that we start our church again, our Sunday service.
දෙවියන් වහන්සේට වැඩි දෙයක් මට කිව්වා.
But God told me a thing than that.
මෙතන වෙන සුවිශේෂී ආත්මික කාරණා.
A special spiritual thing.
කාරණා දෙකක් එකවර සිද්ධ වෙන්න යනවා.
Two things are going to happen here.
මම ප්‍රොෆෙටමේ ලෙස කියනවා මේ කාරණා.
I tell you this prophetically.
වැඩි ආලේපයක් යූජින් යෝනිස් මත පැවිදෙන කියනවා
අද දවස. A special anointing is going to come upon Eugene and Eunice.
දෙවියන්ගේ කාරණා අවබෝධ කරගන්න.
To understand his ways, God's ways.
සමහරවිට උන්ගේ මාර්ගයෙන් U-turn එකක් ගන්න වෙයි ඉදිරි අවුරුදු වල.
Sometimes they may have to take a U-turn coming years.
දකින්න මහන්සේ ඔවුන්ව ආලේප කරන්න යන අද දවස.
I saw that God is going to anoint them today.
මට මම දකින්න අද දවසේ. Pastor want to බොහෝ જાતીන් විවෘත වෙන්නට යනවා.
And also lot of nations are going to open to Pastor Wong.
උඩ හම්බ වෙන්න යන දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ මිනිස්සුන්.
God is going to bring his people to meet him.
දේශයන් සලවන්න පුළුවන් මිනිස්සුන් උඩ මුණ ගැහෙන්න යනවා.
Men and women who can shake nations. He is going to go to those nations. He is going to go these nations and he is going to train these people to change the nations. God is going to anoint Brother Eugene to strengthen this church.
මේ සභාව සිනමා ශාලාවක් වෙන්න නෙමෙයි.
To not to be a cinema hall.
Gym එකක් වෙන්න.
but to be a gymnasium.
හැම කෙනෙක්ම තමන්ගේ වගකීම තේරුම් ගන්න.
Each and everyone understanding their own responsibility and their own calling.
Can I have good amen?
Amen.
මට අවස්ථාවක් වෙනවා.
I see an opportunity.
මට නිකන් දේවමයක් වෙන්නේ නැහැ.
I don't see a mere service here.
මට නිකන් රැස්වීමක් වෙන්නේ
නැහැ. I don't see a meeting here.
මට ආත්මය කරන කාරණාවක්
වෙනවා. I see a thing that the spirit is doing.
වැඩි ආලේපයක් මට පේනවා යුජින් මත පැවිදෙනවා.
I see a special anointing is coming upon Brother Yuji. The spirit
out of wind කරන බවක් මට පේනවා.
Catches him and separate him.
දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කැඳවපු වැඩේ.
To God's plans, to God's work.
ඔබගේ සභාව මත වැඩි ආලේපයක් මට පේනවා.
I see that a special anointing comes upon the church.
ජාතිය මත බලපෑම් කරන්න.
To influence to the nations.
මතක තබා ගන්න. දොළොස් දෙනෙක් තමයි ලෝකෙ අනික් පැත්තට දැම්මේ.
Don't forget the 12 could turn the world upside down.
ඔබ තේරුම් ගත යුතුයි.
So you must understand.
මේ සභාවේ වාඩි වෙලා ඉන්න නිසා ඔබ ආත්මික යුද්ධයක් යටතට පැමිණෙනවා.
You are in a spiritual battle because you are sitting in this church.
ඔබ ආත්මික යුද්ධයක් යටතට පැමිණෙනවා.
You are under a spiritual battle.
ඉගෙන ගන්න ඕනේ.
You must learn.
යුද්ධයේ සටන් කරන්න.
You must learn how to fight.
නැත්නම් ඔබ ඉක්මනින් කොටු වෙන්නේ.
If not, the enemy is going to defeat you.
යුද්ධයකදී දුර්වලයාට තමයි ඉස්සෙල්ලාම පහර වදින්නේ.
In a battle, the weak people first they fail.
ඔබට නිකන් වාඩි වෙලා ඉන්න බෑ.
So you can't be weak, so you can't sit merely.
ඔබ අහන්න ඕනේ.
You must ask.
මොකද්ද ඔබ වහන්සේගේ කාරණා?
What is the plan for me?
මේ group එකේ මාව තියන්න ඕනේ.
Why you ask me to join this group?
Hallelujah.
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 මමගේ ජීවිතේ ගැන යම් දෙයක් කියලා අවසන් කරන්න.
I'm going to end this with a story about my life.
මම බෞද්ධ පසුබිම කෙනෙක්.
I am coming from a Buddhist background.
1985 දී විතර මගේ අම්මා දෙවන් වහන්සේව දැනගත්තා.
In 1985 my mother came to Jesus.
මමත් ඇය සමග church එකට
ආවා. So I also came to the church with her.
මම බෞතිස්මය ලැබුවා.
And I took baptism, water baptism.
මම ක්‍රිස්තියානි වෙලා තිබ්බා.
And I walk as a Christian.
මට දෙවනාසගේ කාරණා තේරුණේ.
But I didn't understand God's things, God's ways.
මම සභාවේ අවුරුදු 5ක් හිටියා.
I came to the church 5 years.
නම්මර දෙවනාසගේ මාර්ග තේරුණේ.
But I couldn't understand God, who God is.
89 දී මම ඒ වෙලාවේ තිබ්බ කැරල්ලකට සම්බන්ධ වුණා රජයට විරුද්ධ.
In 1989 I joined to a riot against the government.
ඒ වෙලාවේ යුද්ධයක් සිවිල් යුද්ධයක් තිබ්බා අපේ රටේ.
There was a war within our country.
ආණ්ඩුවට විරුද්ධ.
Against the government.
ආයුධගත සංවිධානයක්.
It was organization with using weapons.
මම ඒ සංවිධානයට සම්බන්ධයි.
So I joined it.
අවස්ථාවක මම හමුදාවෙන් අත්අඩංගුවට ගත්තා. 89 අගෝස්තු මාසයේදී. මම අත්අඩංගුවට ගත්තා.
Then in 1989 August they arrested me.
මම කාලයක් සිටියේ වදකාගාරේ. මම කාලයක් සිටි කිර ගියා.
So I was in a prison.
මට බලාපොරොත්තුවක් නැතුව නේද.
That time I had no hope to come out.
ඒ දැසමසේ 89 ලෝකෙන් වැඩිම මිනි මැරීම් සිද්ධ වුණේ මගේ රටේ.
In 1989 the world's most murder cases has happened in my country.
89 අවුරුද්දේදී තරුණ තරුණයන් 60,000 මරලා දැම්ම රජයේ.
Over 60,000 youths has killed by the government.
තරුණයන් 60000ක් එක අවුරුද්දක් ඇතුළත
within 1 year 60,000 young people.
ඒ මම බැඳලා හිටියේ මගේ සංවිධාන.
To that organization I was I worked for. In the prison I was in a small room.
28 දෙනෙක් විතර හිටියා මගේ කාම.
Within that small room there were 21 arrested young people.
අපේ ඇස් දෙක බැඳලා
තිබුණා. They covered our eyes.
ඒ මගේ අත් දෙක බැඳලා තිබුණා.
And they put handcuffs to our hands.
On ikmani marla da.
They wanted to kill us.
Or mage naayikama marla da mama missa.
They killed my leader before us.
Or mage naayikama genawa e kaamare. Mage naayikama kaamareta genalla agil deken elluwa kavun deken.
They bring my leader into the room and they hang him by by his fingernails.
On padduwa me.
Kiya gane.
On paddala apita dunna pollakin gahanna mara.
Then they ask us to hit him with a big big instrument like.
On merla kiye.
So we hit him until he died.
On dekka mage yaluwe ichchenawa.
I saw one of my friend was burning head to toe. They tortured us.
මම තද අමාරු කමකට පත් වෙලා
හිටියා. So I was in a very scary situation. But God has an opportunity in each and every difficult situation. In that room, within this room, if anyone is here, you are in a trouble, I pray that God may open your spiritual eyes to see that there is an opportunity from God to you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hama amaru kamak tulama devanasa avasthawak thibena.
Within each and every difficulty God has an opportunity.
Api eka tadin allagannone.
We must catch it.
Tadin allagannone.
We must catch it.
Yaagnya karannone.
We must pray.
Kan arinda.
We must pray that God may open our eyes.
Api aathmika as deka arinda.
Open our spiritual ears.
Kan deka arinda.
Open our spiritual eyes.
අපේ අත් ලැහස්ති කරන්න.
Prepare our hands.
ඔබ වහන්සේගේ අවස්ථාවන් අල්ලගන්න.
To catch the opportunities that which is God sending to us.
අපේ අත් අල්ලගන්නේ අවස්ථාව.
Paul says that make all the opportunities.
ඔබ දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ අවස්ථාවන් මඟ හරින්න බෑ.
You cannot miss it.
ඔබ මඟ හැරියොත් ඒක ඔබට අවලංගු කිරීමක් වෙන්න පුළුවන්.
If you missed, you will never get another chance.
දෙවියන්සේ මට chance අවස්ථාවක් දුන්නා.
God gave me a chance there.
ජීවත් වෙන්න අවස්ථාවක්.
To live.
නැවත හුස්ම ගන්න අවස්ථාවක්.
To breathe again. To breathe again.
මහා රෑ මාව ගෙදරින් හමුදාවෙන් එළියට ගත්තා.
They arrested me at midnight.
අපි හිර කඳවුරේ මම තමයි පළවෙනියා හාස්සමකින් දවල් එළියට ආවා.
But I was the first who came out of that prison in 12 noon.
මම ඒ කඳවුර තුල පසුත ඇවිලිවුණා.
Within that small prison cell I repented.
ඔක ස්වාමීනි මට සමාවෙන්න.
I told God please forgive me.
මම ඔබවහන්සේව තේරුම් ගත්තා.
I didn't understand you.
මම ඔබවහන්සේගේ මාර්ග හඳුනා
ගත්තා. I never identified your ways.
මට සමාවෙන්න.
So please forgive me.
මම අවුරුදු 5ක් පල්ලියේ හිටියා.
I was in the church for 5 years.
නමුත් මම ඔබ වහන්සේගේ සලස්ම මම අවබෝධ කරගත්තා.
But I never understand your plan.
මට සමාව වෙන්න.
Please forgive me.
මම ගෝ ස්වාමීනි මම ස්වර්ගයට ගන්න.
I ask God please take me to the heaven not to hell.
මම නිරයට යන්න.
I can't go to the hell.
මම දැන් ඉන්නේ නිරේක නිසා.
Because now also I am in a hell.
මම බය වුණා නිරේක.
I was frightening. I was frightened.
මරණය ගැන මට බයක් ආවා.
It is the frightened of death. So I asked God, please take me to the heaven. At that moment, God spoke to me. He grabbed my face. Then he showed each and every face that was in the room. God told me that I will give you an opportunity to make opportunities to people like this. I told, yes, Lord. That's it. A miracle happened to me. I knew something has happened. The head of the soldier, I told. I told that soldier, something has happened to my life that night. He doesn't care about it. But one day he asked all of us to come to a tent. All of us were sitting on the floor. And he gave me a Bible.
Wow! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Then he told me, now you preach.
Divine opportunities. Don't miss divine opportunities.
My father has a plan for me. My mother had a plan for me.
My girlfriend had a plan for me.
My girlfriend had a plan for me. I know her. Don't miss the opportunities God is going to give you. We must reach this generation within this generation. We live for Jesus Christ. To change this world. We have no another hope. We bring nothing to the world. So we are not going to bring anything. The only thing we have to do is His will. So on that day, I became a preacher.
Hallelujah.
So after I served 10 years in Colombo. In 1999 I went to Matugama.
A
very difficult place.
శుభారంచ ప్రకాశ కరణ దెన్నే పీడా కరణ
దే డోంట్ అలౌ us to spread the gospel. A lot of persecution there.
గొడక్ పీడా కల
దే పర్సిక్యూట్ మీ అ లాట్.
2003 ఇది
కేగన
ఓన్ మగే గేదర్ గిని తిబ్బా.
ఇన్ 2003 దే బర్న్డ్ మై రెంటెడ్ హౌస్.
మన పహర దున్న సేవకంట పహర దున్న ప్రభాషణిత హిరిహర కల
దే హిట్ us our workers. దే
మన పొలం ఏ పిక్చర్స్ ఇవ్వడ దాల పెన్నండి పవర్‌పాయింట్.
వి హావ్ సమ్ పిక్చర్స్.
ఒకట ఏ అవబోధ వే అపి ముఖద కరన్ కి
దెన్ యు
పాస్ వాంట్ బార దెన్
దెన్ యు కెన్ హావ్ అ రఫ్ ఐడియా అబౌట్ అవర్ మినిస్ట్రీ వాట్ వి ఆర్ డూయింగ్ దేర్. Here is my senior pastor, Pastor Colton.
ප්‍රදේශයේ ගයක් කුලියට අරගෙන දේව මෙහෙත් කියන්න අමාරුයි.
In my area, it is very difficult to rent a house for keeping services. So they burnt my house. They told us that in this city there must not be Christianity. In that time God showed me the book of Acts and strengthening small groups. The church was in the houses. This is my country.
Beautiful country, no? Then there are agamika pratishthate.
This is the percentages of religions.
Christian,
1.3.
Buddhist,
70% Buddhist, 12% Hindu. Through the persecution, God showed me it is very important to strengthening small groups. As Jesus strengthened 12 apostles. If you come to Mathugama, you will never see a big service on Sundays. We gather in houses. Because of the atmosphere of the area, we have to work silently, secretly, and strategically do our service. So we use this 4S to go to the rural areas and villages. We can't make big noises within the village areas. So we do this minute service, silent, secret, and strategic. There are 38,000 villages in Sri Lanka. Lot of villagers, they've never heard about Jesus. Because the church can't go to the villagers because of the persecution. AOG church is in Sri Lanka 100 years. But we didn't reach even 1,000 villages. This is the beginning of our ministry in 1999. This is the beginning. She's my mother. He came and rented a house and started like this. Then the church began to grow gradually. This is Pastor Colton is there. Water baptism. Then gradually Buddhist people started to come to the church. Buddhist and Hindu people. But in year 2003, they burned that house. In that time, God told me to strengthen small groups. So we obeyed and we began to go to the small groups. These are some of our small groups in each and every house. In each and every home, they gather like this. Not on Sundays, they can meet any day of the week. So people started to take the responsibility of this home, spiritual environment of the home. Their faith testified to the neighbors. We told that your home must be the church to the neighbors. It is the plan in the book of Acts. So in year 2004, we saw about 500 people. The next year, it became 700. Once a year, we are coming together like this. There are some parliament members there. They also surprised how this growing happened. So gradually God added thousands of people. Within this method, people come to the discipleship very easily. Church had become a gymnasium, not a cinema hall. So we started to reach the other districts in Sri Lanka. We are here. These are the pastors who are working those other districts.
Pastor Ravi Gia Mestane. Pastor Kalum Gia Mestane. Pastor Colin on Atta Pradesh Vedakara. Pastor Christopher Tavat Atta Vedakara. Sister Inoka Gampaha District Vedakara.
All these pastors have met with Pastor Wong. When Pastor Wong comes, all of them are coming together.
Pastor Vaughan
මතුගමට එන එකේ වැදගත්කම.
So now you can see the importance that Pasavon's coming to Sri Lanka.
ඔය එක තැනකට එන්නේ.
He come to a one place.
ඔය එක සභාවකට එන්නේ.
He comes to one church.
නමුත් ඔහු එකවර
but he influenced to the whole nation.
Amen.
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 Tobe pastor apita aashirwada.
So he, your pastor is a blessing for us.
Api obe sabahawata stutiwanta wenawa.
So we thank to the church.
Oh, api wenuwen nidahas karata
wenawa. You have released him for us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pastor Rowan and Sister Prabhashini. For the weeks and the months that we have been kind of talking, mentioning, and telling you who Pastor Rowan is, well, you saw it with your own eyes. It's a privilege for all of us here this morning to come amongst us, for him to come to such a place, small little group of all of us, perhaps like what Eugene said, by next week we will even be smaller. And yet the joy of being connected with him and the work in which he is doing for his nation. I never planned to go to Sri Lanka. We have never planned to go to Sri Lanka. I didn't have friends in Sri Lanka. Well, there were contacts some years ago, but just a contact. And the Lord make it happen 5.5-6 years ago. And this is the outcome today. And I have no knowledge of who Pastor Rowan is. I don't know who Prabhashini is. I don't know where Matugama is. I don't know where Kalufra is. I don't know where Matra is. And Ampara and all these words were strangers to us, were strange words to us. And so the Lord have done this. And so thank you, all of you who are here this morning, friends, center brothers. You know, sometimes we keep using center boys. When I look across, you know, the hall here, they're not boys, they're men. Center brothers. And both Kenosis and Green Pasture, the founder, Brother Jeff, and wife, Prema, who also herself has some connections in Sri Lanka. Tamil, the Tamil side of Sri Lanka. And so leaders of the centers who are here, staff members, we've been connected with the rehab ministry for the last 25-28 years. So it's a privilege, it's a joy to see these brothers here. Friends that have come from near and far. And just before I go any further, I want to say, is the streaming still going on, Michael? The streaming is, there you are. And so this streaming is going all the way to Lagos, Nigeria, to Fabio. Son, if you're watching this, we miss you. You must be watching this. So this is Fabio in Lagos, Nigeria. And of course, you all have met Regina, who has been part of our work in the church and the ministry here for the last 15 years. Regina is in Ohio, America. And hi, Gina. And miss both of you. And then I think, hopefully, this streaming is going all the way to Halmstad in Sweden, where Mark and the family is. In a while, you see their pictures as we introduce them to you. They are part of Pure Stream Ministries leaders. All right, so they could be watching. And of course, this could also be now a stream into Mongolia, the capital of Mongolia, which is Ulaanbaatar. And Pastor Soot and the husband, Pastor Baggy, and the entire church there. They have the same time zone. And this is Sunday at 9:30. The service is going on. I'm not too sure whether you're watching this in the church in Ulaanbaatar. But our greetings to you, Soot and Baggy, and all of you. So, and friends that have been associated with this ministry with us for a long time, loved ones, some of my loved ones are here. And I know that friends of Adriel and Eugene and Eunice, they all here too. We just talk about countries. Of course, Stephen and Peggy and the Singapore Saints are here, a few of them. We just came back from a camp, a little mini conference in Johor for the Singaporeans. We want to go to Singapore, but the Singaporean wants to come to Johor. What can we do? We want to get into Singapore, but the Singaporean want to get out of Singapore, and they chose the place in Johor. So we had a conference in Johor just recently. And I hope I have not missed any one of you here, but I want you to know that your coming is a blessing. What can I say? That you're seeing a man who came up here unassuming, and you cannot even believe that if you were to go to Matugama in Sri Lanka, and what you see is what you get. Sri Lanka remains a poor country. It is still an unsettled and a troubled nation. It is a nation that has threats, and then the future is very uncertain. They have just walked away from a civil war that lasted 30 years, and they haven't recovered from the civil war. And come April, I return to be with Rwand and to have a 3 days Easter's conference in Matugama, and after that is going to once again lead me to a nine hours journey all the way to the Ampara district. The Ampara district was the second location where the civil war was fought. Most of us understood and know that the civil war was fought up in Jaffna and Trichomalee, which is the northern part of Sri Lanka. But the east part of Sri Lanka were also a troubled place. A lot of lives died there. If you go to Ampara that we went, the first trip, you can see buildings that have still been bombed, and they have left those buildings as they are, destroyed by bombs. So the government is trying to rebuild many of these areas, but once you go into a nation that have gone through so much of war, and so much of death, and so much of horror, it is hard. The churches are not easy. So you are watching with your own eyes a man that the Lord have just raised up. You just heard the story. I just heard this story while he was in prison, the things that happened. And he doesn't talk about his past a lot with me. It has been a difficult journey all through his life. And I don't think he will share with us details of what he saw, the death of so many of his friends. You just heard in 1 year, 60,000 of his generation was wiped out. And they were murdered. They didn't die in accidents or in war. They were murdered. They were assassinated. They were executed. And they died in prison. They died in government detention centers, of which he was one of them. And so that's the story that you now see in his life or hear in his life. You notice something? He uses so much about the ways of the Lord, and how we can, even as Christian who sits in the church for a long time and yet not understand the ways of the Lord. We can read the Bible, we can go to church, we can subscribe to beliefs and doctrines and statements of truth, and yet we still don't know the ways of the Lord. And you're seeing the manifestation of the ways of God in his life. He is the walking embodiment and the demonstration of the ways of God. By any standard of a city church, he's thousands and thousands of people. You just saw the picture. You saw the pictures of those thousands and thousands? I've been there for 6 years. I've not met the thousands. I've never been in any of those congregations that measures 2,000 to 3,000. I've never addressed. These are all his people. And the reason is because I don't have to, because he doesn't do this every other week, every other month, every other year. He does this once in a long while for an occasion. Otherwise, he drives me in the dark night sometimes across, you know, estates and palm oil and rubber estates and all these little, you know, lorongs, as we say in Bahasa, and go into these homes and sit with his leaders and his home members and conduct communion and service and share and talk about the things of the Lord. That's his life. That's what he does as a man. Now, and he became that. The story of his life is an ever-continuing story of the knowledge of the ways of God. That's why it's a life for him. For him, it's not just a theology. It's not something in your head. It's a life. It's practical. Christ in him, the hope of glory, is a walking Christ. It's an incarnated Christ. It's a word made flesh. It's demonstrated. It's applicable. It's practical. It is used on a daily basis in his marriage, with his leaders, with the churches, the things in which he teaches. You know, I was just sitting there, kind of almost giggling. I said, he's so tame when he's up here. You should see him when he speaks in his own church. Sometimes I feel like putting, you know, like a leech, you know. I want to put a leech on him and hold him back. You can't stop him. Because the passion, the life, the reality, that's what happens when the church partakes the kingdom. And this is today the tragedy of the modern day church. We have lost the kingdom. We have not participated in the kingdom. The purpose of the church on earth was to be established on the earth so that the church will find and initiate a journey into the kingdom. That's why Jesus said that once you are born again, you see and then you enter. It's a journey. Once you see, you enter. It's a journey into the kingdom. The church was never meant to be an organization. It was never meant to be a denomination. It's never meant to be what we have seen it to be. It was never meant to be a place where all of us sit down and will become, you know, movie watchers and movies participators, like what he said. He used the word theater, cinema. You see, you notice the word he used? He used the word cinema. Because when you go to Sri Lanka, it's still cinema. All right? And then here we have Cineplex and whatnot. It's still a cinema. The buses is still Lyman buses, 1957, the year I was born. All right? It's a poor country. And this is where he was raised. And to me, every time when I return to nations like that, the joy is to watch how primitive, how raw, how down to earth, once again, the gospel is, and how easy it is for men like him and like many like him in his country to be rich by the love of the Father and being raised up and immediately discover the very authenticity of the gospel message. There's no complexity, there is no dress up, there is no, you know, modernity, there is no trappings, there is no all kinds of stuff that we wrap around and we present it and call it the gospel in the cities of the world. What they see is an immediate contact with the reality of Jesus. And once it hits them, they get up on their feet and they start to live resurrection life. They demonstrate it. They live it out in the rawness, in the poverty, in the conditions that they are in. The persecution, he talks about the persecution. And is it still going on? Yes, it stopped for a while. There was a change of government 3 years ago. But that government that was changed is about to come to an end. He just told me when he arrived, the government that we were happy about for the last 3 years is about to end soon. They're going to return to the former kind of ways. And the church is under threat again. And this is what he lives in on an everyday basis. And I tell you folks, you have no understanding how hard it is to get visas for both of them to come out here. It's almost as if that the Malaysian hated Sri Lankans. It was so difficult to get visas just for both of them. Rowan got his at 12 o'clock on the day he was supposed to depart. Prabhashini got his at 5 o'clock on the day that she was supposed to depart. And he was supposed to leave at 6:30 from Matugama to the international airport in Colombo. And she got her visa at 5:30. And by the time when they got their visa and quickly throw whatever they can in the back and rush out, there was a thunderstorm. And it jammed all the way to the airport. And they both became the two last passengers to board Air Asia flight to Kuala Lumpur. And he said, why is it that just coming to your country is like everything is making it impossible for me to come? Every power has been unleashed to stop me from coming to this meeting here today. Well, you just heard what he said. And he tells you, saints, we're not just natural flesh and blood. We're to be spiritual beings. And once it's spiritual beings, there are powers and forces at work that eyes cannot see, that our senses cannot detect. There are things that transcend time and space in our world and in our lives. And sadly, we have no idea. Until you hear a man, you watch and you see what being lived out in a little community in Matugama. And in these years, in the last 20 years in Matugama, what the Lord has been doing. So it is a joy for Pure Stream Ministries. What can I say to you? Our journey, though have been different, but has tread the same path. And Pure Stream Ministries have survived for the last 20 years in all of the hardships, in all of the difficult things, in all of that which we pass through. It's because I understood that it is the calling of the church to walk the ways of the kingdom. The call of the church was a call to the kingdom. We were never called to be anything else but to walk the ways of the kingdom. The progress of the church, the movement of the church is a movement into the kingdom. And when we don't want the kingdom, then we are devoid of the presence of the Father. That's why Jesus said that this is the prayer that you must pray when you come together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Listen, when we become kingdomless, we become fatherless. When we forsake the kingdom, we forsake the presence of the Father. No one can tell you, no one need to tell you what sorrow and what pain can life be on an earthly basis when we have no fathers. No one can tell you when a father in the house has failed the family. No one can tell you, no one need to even tell you. No psychologist, no sociologist need to explain to you the consequences of every family where fathers have failed, or fathers has become violent, fathers have become abusive. Put aside even just the mother, I'm talking about the father. And how the absence of a father in life has consequences that pans out all through our lives. And if the earthly is so, then how much more is the spiritual? And so when we become fatherless, then we become immature. Because we cannot attain maturity when we don't have a father in the house. And when the church misses the kingdom, we misses the father. And when we misses the father, we miss having to grow up. And that's why we have so many children and many babies in the church that never grew. So I enjoy what he just said a while ago. Sitting in the church is supposed to be sitting in the gym. Oh. I was introduced to the gym by Eugene. You look at his body shape and you know. I suffered back aches and neck aches because of the years of having to travel in long flights and bad sleeping habits because I could never sleep in different places and stuff and like that. And I remember years ago he introduced me. He said, Dad, you want to stop all the aches in your body? Go to the gym. So there I went for some of the sessions. He told me, do this, do that, do the other. And that's 5 years, 6 years ago, I think, upon his return. And ever since then, I've been visiting the gym every other day. Not to build muscles, but to strengthen the body. And I found out how useful, how helpful, because all the pain in my neck and my back left my body. I became healthy. I began to get involved in having the jog, to run on treadmills and do weights. Gym, it finally did something to you physically. And that's exactly what the church is to be, to walk into the kingdom. It's to walk into God's spiritual gym. And so many of us today in the church has become unfit because we have not practiced, we have not gotten into the workings, the hard workings of all the parts of our body, all the parts of our soul that needs to be constructed, that needs to be developed, that needs to change. Now, I want to close my time because this is just the commencement. So which means I'm dangling something in front of you to let you know that you're welcome the next Sunday. I'm not saying this in a very subtle way, but I'm making this as an announcement to you. For those who are sitting here, you have not have a church. Some years ago, UK, of course, Brother Jeff is from UK. They wrote a book called Reaching the Unchurched, not Reaching the Unreached. They found out that there were hundreds and hundreds of thousands of men and women that have left church, that are no longer in the church anymore. They're hanging on by the skin of their teeth with the faith that they have. David Wilkerson went to Prince Albert Hall to conduct a youth crusade some years ago, just before he died. And he said one of the most moving thing in his heart in Prince Albert's Hall was this, when he saw hundreds of British kids at the altar call sobbing, weeping. They were throwing their wheat and their marijuana and their herons and their needles onto stage. They were crying, they were repenting. And you know, Wilkerson has got a heart for all the drug addicts. He came down from the stage. He said there were hundreds of kids. He said they were all with danglings, with rings in their ears. They had all their leather jackets and their rings and their metal bars, metal chains around them. They were lost. And he went down, they were crying, he was sobbing. Wilkerson said, I went there and hugged them and put my hands on them and prayed. And every one of them, as they were crying, and this is what they say. He said, the church failed us. My dad failed us. The church cheated our time, cheated our lives. He said, every one of them was talking about, they were once in the church, but they were so disappointed with the church. And Wilkerson, he said, he went back to the stage and he said this to the church in England. He said, what have happened? This is the birthplace of, you know, the Wesleys, the Charles and the John Wesley. This is the birthplace of Cromwells and all of these great preachers. So many have left the church. So someone actually suggested, he said, it is time in England to reach the unchurched. Not the unsaved, but the unchurched. So if you are unchurched in Kuala Lumpur or in PJ or in Kelantan Jaya, we welcome you. If you're disappointed, if you have found yourself missing something, we welcome you. If you have not had a church for a long time, we welcome you. But it won't be easy because we're going to take you to the gym. It's going to be costly. It's going to be painful. All gym work is painful. Your muscles are going to ache for quite a while. But you're welcome to join us in the days to come, whoever you are and wherever you come from. I welcome the centers. I know that your programs run differently. You're welcome, brothers. All right, you're welcome, even though you have a history or whatever. You just heard this story here. I like the way he said it. He said, it's an opportunity. It's always an opportunity for you. It's always a divine chance for you to turn things around. I've seen this happen with so many lives. But I can't say that everyone turned out to be like the way Rowan is, because many do not take the opportunity. Many do not receive it. Many do not run with that opportunity. But this is an opportunity for you. Today you're not here by accident to hear what is being spoken here. Some of you here, you're in a crisis of your faith. You're in a crisis of your life and the situations that you are in. God is speaking to you. You didn't come here by the invitations of either me or Eugene or Adriel or Eunice or anyone here. You came here because God has a moment and a word for your heart. I want to close with a little PowerPoint here. You see, the moment I say PowerPoint, Sri Lanka showed up. I'm meant to be there. I remember that this was one of the things I put, strange isn't it, 1.5 years ago when we started on the Tuesday night. This was something that the Lord laid upon my heart. I want to share this here with you very quickly. And I said that Pure Stream Ministries is going to take on a three-prong purpose. You know, three-prong? 1, 2, 3. Three-prong purpose. And if I were to give to you now, where is this ministry going? Where would it go? With that which you just heard, with this connection, come July, God willing, right after our June conference, please come for the June conference if you can. Register for the June conference, because men like him and Pastor Sud from Sri Lanka, from Mongolia will be amongst us. They're going to share, they're going to minister amongst us. I hope you can join us. In July, Eugene and I will be in Kampala in Uganda. And 7 years ago, I was in Uganda. What a time I had in Kampala in Uganda. And just before Uganda in Kampala, I was in Nairobi in Kenya. I wish I could talk more about this, but in July we will be there. But I want you to know this. Where is this ministry going? What is essentially that which this church exists? For what? For what purpose? Now this is the three-pronged purpose that I believe that the Lord have laid upon our hearts. Transition, translation, and transmission. If you are seeing that on the other end here, I say again, transition, translation, and transmission. Now, listen, transition. Let me take the first one here. It was God's purpose for the church to move into a kingdom dynamic. It's always. It has always been. This is not just about this church. Any church on the face of the earth, God ordained that the church path was to a path unto the kingdom. All right? But it has been hard. For the last 2,000 years, the history of the church is fraught with all kinds of problems. And the reason why it is full of problems is because it is hard to make transition. It is hard to move into the kingdom. It is hard to move from being a natural man surrounded by time and space and all the burdens and the problems of life. It is hard to move into the next phase. Because for transition to happen, it is God having to take our disorder into design. You never know how disordered you are until you come to the church. You never know how disordered your life is until you are saved, until the life of Jesus enters into you. You never know how disordered you are until the light of God starts to shine in you. And the journey of all of our lives is to discover our disorder. It's not a shame. It is not to bring you into condemnation when you find out your disorder in life. It is the process. It is the beginning of a journey to a life of design. As for many of us here today, because we have lacked the kingdom, because we have lacked the presence of the Father, the governmental presence of the Father, and because we lack that, we have, what should I use the word? We have circumvented our disorder. We have ran away from our disorder. We have escaped from our disorder. We refuse to face those things about our life, those issues in our life that shows to us the disorder of our life. Folks, there is no design until first of all we acknowledge our disorder. There is no healing until we acknowledge that we are wounded. There is no resurrection until you know that you are dead. There's no restoration until you recognize that you have been damaged. That's the process. That's the fundamental principle of the word. Death unto resurrection. So transition is when God moves us from our disorder to a place of design, His design. So this is the same word that, though he didn't use it, Rowan didn't use the word design, he used the word God's ways. Design is God's ways. Design is not our ways. Our ways and all of our methods gets into all kinds of trouble. Our own ambition, our own plans, and our own thinking, our own conviction, and our own desire, and our affections, and our purposes, and our dreams, all of that, it's all within this whole realm of the disorder. That's who we are. That's what sin has done to us. But then God, through the person of Jesus Christ, moves us into a knowledge of the Savior. And when that takes place, this entire journey of our Christian life, the whole journey of our Christian life, is one of disorder to design. So I'm not talking about once you are saved as a Christian, that's it, your disorder comes to an end. No, it's a progressive discovery of your disorder. The moment you are saved, the moment the life of Jesus enters into you, for the rest of the days in this Christian journey, you begin to discover the areas of your life that is disordered, that is dysfunctional, that is misaligned. And when we understand the design of the Father, and when we continue to stay in God's gym, not in a cinema, when we stay in God's gym, God's going to move us from all of our disorder into design. Amen. Can you give me an amen? I'm learning from him now. Then we come into design. How wonderful design it is, isn't it, saints? Dear ones and friends, design is a wonderful thing. We love design. We appreciate design. We marvel design. Don't you think so? I love design. Every time when I sit in, when I carry little Jana for a walk sometime, I go and show her the designs of the flowers. I talk to her. She don't understand what I'm saying. I don't care. I'm telling her, look at how beautiful the flower is, sweetie. Look at that. Look at how wonderful this. A little bird fly. Look at this little bird. It's design. You don't show a little baby, you know, the rubbish dump, you know, with all the filth. Look at the filth. Look at the dump. Look at the confusion. Look at the smelly thing. You don't do that. You take a child to even appreciate the design, even though the child has no intelligence yet, no consciousness yet. How much more would God take us as grown-ups, as sons and daughters of the kingdom, to appreciate and to marvel His design? It's an opportunity for you and for me to walk through the transition. What is Pure Stream Ministries? It will be a time of transition. This ministry for the last 20 years have gone from one transition to another. And all of our transition has been disorderly. Has been painful. Has been difficult. Has been heart-wrenching. Have been in anguish. It's from transition to design. And until we're prepared for that, we will never come into design. Translation. And when God takes us from the ideal to the real. How many of you know that we are all idealistic people? You're so idealistic, I'll take you to Madogama, it'll blow your idealism away. You blast all your Christian idealism, all your Christian, whatever you call that, our ideals. Some of us here, we even have ideas about God. Live long enough in the church, you form ideas about God that in the end, will even trip you in your faith. He said, Chin, sorry, they call me Chin here. You will never call me Chin. You call me Pastor Wong. you respect me too much. He said, listen, he said, Chin, what are you saying? Where's your reference point? Where's your example? Paul had an ideal about God. He had an ideal about Yahweh. It was an idealism that causes him to serve and do the things he did. Folks, it had to be dismantled. It has to be brought into a place of disorder. In the days coming, we're going to see the Lord bringing the church to a lot of disorderly shaping. And God will use whatever he has in his hand. He will use politics. He will use government. Can I say something here to you? You're sitting in the building today. All of you are seated in this building. The last person to rent this building was Raymond Goh. I say again, this is being recorded. The last person who rented this place was Raymond Goh. He paid the rent, he paid the deposit. He came to the building and he was about to renovate this whole building. The landlord did not know what he wanted this building to be. He knew it was to be for Christian purpose. But he did not share with the landlady as to what he wants to use this building for. So he paid and was about to start to use it for whatever the purpose he wanted, and he disappeared. And he was never to be found to this day. That's two years ago now. So by the time when we came in to an agent who is a Christian, and then this agent told the landlady, he said, there's another ministry, another pastor who wants to run. Pastor again? And she's not a Christian. And she said, will he disappear or not? He said, I'm still holding the deposit of the last pastor who you told me, you know, disappeared. Will this one disappear too? But this is it. This is the building. Was it an accident that we bumped into this very place that Raymond was using for whatever the purpose? All of these in the last days will be used by the Lord in his hand. Let it be the persecution, let it be all of that which Sri Lanka and the nations of the world is experiencing in our time, is so that God can narrow the church to a place when we are ready for transition, moving us from disorder to a place of design. From translation, from ideal to that which is real. God's going to break many of our mental concept about God. Many of us have to need change to come into our lives. Saints, listen, ideal is only good as long as we can sit together and have intelligent and intellectual conversation. But ideals will not be good because when it comes to reality, it is non-functional. It cannot be lived out. We can't find the strength to go through a difficult marriage. We can't find the ability to hold our emotions and our character in place when we go through pressure. Because ideals cannot keep you, only reality can't. Ideals is not going to allow you to pass through your crises and your crises, but only reality. I go to these nations, like I go to his nation, with so much of barrier. Look at that. He comes to our nation. Look at his barrier today. So much a barrier. He look at the way he's trying to preach. And he knows that this is not his ground. Look at how the wife interprets for him. You know, she don't know what to say. And even when she say, she tremble. Just imagine what happens to me when I go to his country. See that? It's suffering. It's not ideal anymore. It's not idealistic. It's reality. What do you do when you're in those situations? It's reality that will hold you. It's reality that's going to take you through those moments, through those crises, through those difficult times. See the point now? What is this ministry going to be? What is this church going to be in the days to come? It is a church that will be in a motion of translation, in a dimension of translation. God has to break down so much of our idealism and bring us into a place of reality. Many of us here, our marriages are ideals. Our relationships are full of ideas. We cherish so many idealism. Nothing wrong with that. And by the way, idealism is not a matter of right or wrong. It's just a matter of whether it's functional and workable. You can bring all the good ideas of a church in Kuala Lumpur and bring it to Matugama. And then when he sees it, he'll probably say, When he does that, he's not saying it's wrong or right. He's saying it's day. It's not practical like day. It doesn't work. It's not real. It's so full of ideas. And God's going to put you into places where reality is going to be demanded. And because why? The demand of reality is the time where God begins to show to you where you are spiritually. Is the relationship with Jesus Christ real? Is it demonstrable? Is it practical? Is it applicable? Can it be applied in the kitchen, in our rooms, in our difficult moments? Translation. And finally, if we can move into a place successfully from transition to translation, then praise be to God, then we are ready for what is known as transmission. One is without the other. One has to be successfully withheld, or one is to be successfully worked out. All right? Until the transition and the translation has progressively worked its way into the church and in our lives, then are we ready for what I call transmission. What is transmission? We like transmission? You transmit. Isn't it? It's so nice to know that when you get the right frequency, then you can transmit, isn't it? It's no use, isn't it? If you are transmitting a certain frequency and I get the frequency wrong, it will never be transmitted. I'll never receive it. Because transmission simply means that someone is receiving it. There is a reception. There is a getting into. Now listen, this is something that came out of our own, this work, our lives, my family, and this ministry that have gone through all of the difficult sifting of the Lord. I want to say this in a quick way. I don't know how to put this in a way I best can tell you. The word here is from telling to showing. Listen, folks, I think we have sat in the church long enough to hear what we have been told. You understand what I'm saying? We've been told. I grew up in the church in the last 40 years being told. Telling. Saints, telling is not wrong. Telling is good. Preaching is part of the whole process of telling. But at some point, we need to understand that from telling, we're responsible to show. Jesus didn't come just to preach. He didn't come just to preach the Logos, the Word. He became what he preached. He is the Logos. He is the incarnation of the Word. He's the incarnation of the Godhead. He's the incarnation of the very life of the Father. At some point, we need to understand that from telling, that's good, but it is not enough. From telling, we have to progress into showing. What is this ministry going to be? We want to show. Saints, I want to show at my age. I want to show it to my family. I want to show it to my marriage and my sons and my daughter-in-law and my granddaughter. I don't just want to tell. I want to show. I want to show it to you, brothers. So that this word that we believe in, that we hear, it's not just being told, but now it carries with it the whole dimension of the showing. How many of you know that it's the showing that makes everything real? It's the showing that confirms that God is real. Has put to the seal that God is real. What is the world waiting for today? It's not so much of the telling, but the showing. Amen. Why do I go to these nations? Why do we go to these nations? Not just to tell them, but to show. And showing makes relationship strong, make relationship foster, make relationship stronger, makes relationship as a relationship should be. You know, if I spend all my days having to tell you, you're supposed to listen what I tell you, it's not a relationship. But when I start to show you more than just what I tell you, I come into a relationship with you. Today I don't go to Sri Lanka just to tell. I go to Sri Lanka in the hope that I'm showing. And in showing, my hope is my relationship with Ruwan and with Prabhashini will become stronger. And I can stand here today, I can look into his eyes and the eyes of his wife and say that I have a good relationship with both of them. He feeds me. He looks after me. He does everything he can to make me comfortable. And our language sometimes is not perfect. I remember there were times in the car in the rain, we were driving right after the meeting and he was sharing his heart with me. And usually if Prabhashini is at the back of the car, he would then stop and he would talk to the wife. And then she takes over what he's trying to say in singular. And I understand what he says. But when Prabhashini is not in the car, many times between both of us who are men, he would talk to me. And then suddenly I know there's no Prabhashini to help him anymore. And that's where he's struggling. And I like that. And that's where, you know, he's a fast driver. And that's where he started to go slow. And this is when he said, and he said, Pastor, the car is getting slow and he can't get it out anymore. And that's where I like, that's the moment that I love the best. He tells me, you know what? He's communicating to me now from his heart, from his spirit. I remember there was one evening we were coming home. I remember we were in a very strong conversation, in the deep conversation. He did this. He slowed down. I came home. I told Adrian, Eugene, and Gladys. He slowed down. And I remember that he was in such a time. He wanted to say so much he can't say. Prabhashini is not there. And so I remember I reached out to him. I grabbed his hand and I grip it. I said, Ruwan, I know what you're saying. I remember I had tears and he had tears in his eyes as much as I had tears in my eye. I said, Ruwan, I know what you're saying. We're not telling one another anymore in the car. We were showing. Husbands and wife, we need to come to a place where we can show. Brothers, we need to show. It's not the telling, it's the showing. It comes from the life. It comes from the reality. I'm so glad you were not in a car. Because if you're in a car, he asks you to tell. Prabhashini, you can't listen to me. I don't want the telling, I want the showing. See that? See how it brings heart and relationship together. So we'll work on this in the weeks coming. Is it okay? Is this good? I don't know about you. I can preach the next whole month on this. This is what it's supposed to be. And so it's our joy and our privilege. I want at this moment to introduce to you the set of leaders. Now, we've learned our hard lessons painfully, and so we are open. We're open to critics. We're open to be corrected. We want to, part of the journey in which what I've just described also mean that if we are going to show just beyond the telling, then we need to be relationally responsible. So I'm so thankful in our time together. I've invited Ruwan and Prabhashini to be part of the leaders and the elders of the church. And they have immediately agreed to it. No choice. If he doesn't, I said, if you don't agree, I won't come to Sri Lanka. No, that's not true. All right. And he didn't even hesitate. All right. It's a privilege for me to know that, you know, Ruwan and Prabhashini, thank you so much for being part of this work. and taking the invitation to be part of our leaders. All right, so I'd like Prabhupada Shini and Ruan to come. And Stephen and Peggy from Singapore. You've seen Stephen and Peggy. Stephen and Peggy came and visited us. Stephen and Peggy is from Singapore. And just in case, I will very quickly introduce this. Stephen, Peggy is the wife. Daughter, of course, is Gloria. Emmanuel was supposed to be here, but Emmanuel kind of like unpacked her clothes and went back to sleep again because she's still a student, by the way. And Stephen is a lay leader in his own church in Singapore. By the way, he flies. He's not a pilot, but he's a chief. He's one of the chief steward with SIA for 25 years. Next year, he's going to retire. He said, "I'm sick and tired of flying. No more." He visited the whole world. He said, "Enough already." He wants to visit the Lord. So no more. He's going to stop by next year. So it's a privilege. And Peggy runs her own business with the daughter, Gloria. And now, at this moment, I want to introduce to you the other set of leaders. Okay. Sorry. This is the next set of leaders that have joined us is Mark. Mark is a Swedish, but he's a Malaysian Swedish. He has lived in Sweden for 30 years. He speaks fluently Swedish language. This is Mark. Okay, this is Mark's wife, who is Marie, also speaks Swedish, and they're both from Penang, but they have given up their Malaysian citizenship. As I said, they've been there for 30 over years, I think. All right, so they are more Swedish than they are Malaysian Chinese. That's the wife, Marie, and then the next one. And this is the daughter, who is Susan, and this is the son-in-law, who is Caleb. Okay, what do they do? Currently, the entire family runs a sushi restaurant. Okay, they run a sushi restaurant successfully, and Mark is about to finish his sushi business, give it up, and enter into ministry, and leave it to the family. All right, so they're lovely people. So when I go to Sweden and that part of Europe, Mark is the one that opens the door, not only to Sweden, but to Denmark. Hopefully, he's hoping that the doors will be open. I just got a text from him and asking permission, can we translate this book into Mandarin? So all of you Chinese-speaking guys, rejoice. Chinese is on the way with this book. All right, so we just got a text that he wants to translate it into Mandarin. He got a Chinese translator from China. Got to be right in there. You know, and so he just kind of like is going to start on that project, God willing. So this is Mark and the family. Okay, now what happened is that he has a greeting and a message for all of us today. To be patient for, 3 minutes maybe. All right, that's a wonderful encouragement. And so at some point we hope that you get to see him. And in his spare time, he takes whatever the Lord has blessed him, and he goes to the nation to share with the third world countries. So that his heart has always been for the nations. He's been to Sri Lanka for a few times. Yeah, so that's his heart. So he says that, I want to one day travel with you and carry your bag. I say, how old are you? You want to carry my bag? You're older than me. You want to carry my bag? Anyway, so that's Mark, and it's a dear brother. Now, it's a privilege that we have. For now, I'm going to have Pastor Rowan to pray for us. And by the way, part of the leadership team involved is also Eugene and Adro. You'd like to give them a hand, please? Could you come? All right, so we're going to have Pastor Rowan to come and pray for us, all of the leaders here. All right, let's join together. Can you come? And I would have actually had, would be good, because of time, we're running short. So if not, I would have given the microphone for all of them to say a couple of words, but because it's running late now. All right, so would you stand with me, please? Thank you. As I request Pastor Rowan to pray for all of us.
Is
Eunice? Is Eunice on screen? Canada. She'll be coming up afterwards, doing the navigation, but if she's free. Is my wife free? Okay, there you are. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Join with us. Thank you.
Hallelujah. අපි ඔක්කොගේ මත් දිගු කරමු මේ කණ්ඩායම වෙත. Hallelujah. ප්‍රශංසා වේවා.
We can lay hands on our leaders.
Hallelujah. අපි ආරම්භ කරමු යාඥා කරන්න.
We start praying.
ඔබන්නේ භාෂාවෙන් කතා කරනවා නම් යාඥාවෙන් පටන් ගන්න.
Hallelujah.
Shara laba kantara basika marara raba kianti hama sakanta tikia masibanta riganta ria mashaka karaba turia moshkanta rama rikia temia shaka karaba laba raba shihamti hama rama rala laba raba shihakiri yama rama laba kamtura siba shaka karala barama shihamti ria lama shihamti ria hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, prasansha veva, hallelujah, hallelujah. Swamini api bara veno oba wahanseta.
Jesus, we commit to your hands.
Pastor Von samaga mulu kandayama.
Pastor Von and all the team.
Oba wahansege addekata bara veno swamini.
Jesus, we commit to your hands.
Api yatat veno swamini.
We humble before you.
Oba wahanse idiriye.
We humble
seve karana pinisa.
To do ministry.
Namaskara karana pinisa.
To worship you.
Eka paulak hadiyata.
As a one family.
Adadawase api bara venawa swamini.
Jesus, we commit our lives.
Api bara venawa swamini.
Jesus, we commit our lives.
Api bara ganna swamini.
Oh, we commit our lives.
Oba kemathi lesa api nirmanaya karana swamini.
Oh, Jesus, you make us as a
jathin weta balapam karana pinisa swamini.
Jesus, strengthen us to
apiwa alepa karana swamini.
Anoint us.
Apita pragnyawa denna swamini.
Give us wisdom.
Apita obe aathmaya denna swamini.
Give us your spirit.
Apita obage danagenma denna swamini.
Give us your knowledge.
Apita obahasage buddhiya denna swamini.
Give us your intelligence.
Swamini obahasage wadiya karana pinisa swamini.
To do your work.
Swamini ape paul obahasata bahara wenawa swamini.
Oh, we commit our families.
Obahasage alepaya abimukhe adiga karana swamini.
May your presence will be there.
Obahasata api yatat wenawa swamini.
We humble before you.
අපිට උදව් කරන්න ස්වාමීනි.
Please help us.
ඔබව තේරුම් ගන්න ස්වාමීනි.
To understand your
ඔබගේ වැඩේ කරන්න ස්වාමීනි.
To do your will.
ඔබේ සිතට එකඟව ජීවත් වෙන්න ස්වාමීනි.
Please help us to be
අපිට උදව් කරන්න ස්වාමීනි.
After your heart.
සමනි මැලේසියාව වේවා.
සිංගප්පූරුව වේවා ස්වීඩ්නේ වේවා ස්වාමීනි අප්‍රිකාව වේවා හැම ස්ථානයකම ඔබ වහන්සේගේ නාමය පතුරවන්න ස්වාමීනි අපි කණ්ඩායමව ආලේප කළ මැනව ශුද්ධාත්මයන්නි හල්ලෙලූයා ආලේප කළ මැනව ශුද්ධාත්මයන්නි ඔබ වහන්සේ ආලේප කළ මැනව ශුද්ධාත්මයන්නි ශිබරා කියන් තීමරහක කියමරා තිබංශා කිය කමරක හකියම්මන්ත Tiki Yamashaka Kamaraka Kihanta Maraka Hiki Yamashaka Karamariam Deria. Thank you, Jesus. I will put a bar of it on Swamini. Jesus once again, amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you even as we commit Prabhashini and Ruwan into your hands. We thank you for the inclusion into this work as leaders. And even for Mark over there in Sweden with Marie, we thank you for them too. So together, my God, we ask of you, as you forge this work ahead, we ask that by your Spirit, you begin to communicate to us, show to us, my God, bring to us wisdom, Lord, not just individually, but corporately. Express in the days to come a corporate reality of what the church is, and start it with us who are leaders, who are men who are in the forefront taking the lead. We thank you for each one here today, ourselves included, Lord, for Ruan and for wife and for Mark and the family there, for Stephen and Peggy. Lord, we commend them into your hands. In the days to come, we pray by your wisdom, by the genius, Lord, of who you are, you bring to pass of those things that is not just to tell anymore, but even to show. May you bring us, Lord, into such a time so that, Lord, truly this work will move from translation, my God, to what is it? Was the second one? Transition to translation and to transmission. Make it a reality. Confirm this in all of our hearts. We give you thanks. Put your hands upon each one of us, though we're separated by nations and by space and by country, but by Spirit bind us together. Bring the forging of the working of the Spirit, Lord, in continuity. That which you are doing here, you do it in Sri Lanka, you do it in Sweden, you do it in Singapore. So we thank you as we commend each one of us into your hands. For this, we give you praise and we give you thanks. As in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit now, Lord, we dedicate this leadership team into your hands. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Okay, amen. The last part, just before we dismiss. Amen. All right, so this is now the time, the dedication of little Jaina. Some of you have not seen Jaina. You can get to see her afterwards. Okay? All right. Okay, we make it fast before the baby starts to fuss. Okay, so we get Pastor Ruan. And Sister Prabhashini, you can come.
Psalm 139 verse 15 and 16. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Normally we take the hand.
Suddenly is a change of colors. Black and white.
Father, we pray.
Thank you.
ස්තුතියි වේවා ජෙනරල් සර්.
We thank you for this beautiful girl. You have given us a gift. You have given a gift to Brother Eugene and Eunice and all of us. Thank you, Jesus, for this gift. Now we commit Jenna into your precious hands. You have a plan for her, Lord. You have written those plans in a book. I pray, Lord, the book, the plan you have written, she may understand it. When she grows in spiritually, when she grows in mentally, when she grows in physically, may your abundance grace be upon her. Please help her to understand your plan. Lord, we bless her. We cover her with your precious blood, your spirit, your angels. We ask for Jenna. We commit her into your precious hands. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
ස්වාමිනි මම යූජින්වත් යූනිස්වත් ඔබට බාර කරනවා. වහන්සේ උන්ට ආශිර්වාද කරන්න ස්වාමීනි. ඔබේ වගකීම අවබෝධ කරගන්න ස්වාමීනි. අද ඔවුන්ට අලුත් දවසක් බව ස්වාමීනි. ඔවුන් සිහිගන්වන පිණිස ස්වාමීනි. ඔවුන් ආශිර්වාද කරන්න, ඔවුන් බලවත් කරන්න ස්වාමීනි. ඔවුන් වෙන් කරගන්න ඔබට ස්වාමීනි. ඔබ ඇදගන්න ස්වාමීනි ඔබට. ඔබ ශක්තිමත් කරන්න ස්වාමීනි. ඔබ දුක වේදනාව නැති කරන්න ස්වාමීනි. අපි ඉල්ලන්නේ යේසුස් වහන්සේගෙන් charge over you and keep you in all
your ways. In your hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. That's how brave you're going to be, Jonah. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord lift, shine his face upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's stand, shall we? We're going to have Abram to close this in prayer.
Oh, sorry.
Stephen to come. Let's Stephen close in prayer for one moment.
Stephen is exasperated today.
Thank you, Lord. Father, it's a great and marvelous, wonderful day, O Lord, that you have given unto us. Lord, you have given us this day, Lord, your words. And we pray, O God, Lord, that we will not leave this place without being touched by you, without being changed by you, O God. Father, we're going to anticipate, O God, Lord, great things is going to happen in our lives. Not so much because of ourselves, but Lord, just trusting and believing in you, O God, that you will do the work, O God, in us. That this salvation, O God, Lord, that comes to us will have its beginning and will have its end. Complete, O God, Lord, in you. Indeed, O God, Christ in us, the hope of glory. So Lord, thank you for each and every one of us who are present here this morning. Indeed, O God, may you be gracious to us and your peace go with us, O God. And Lord, we pray finally that this life which you have given unto us will carry us through, O God, Lord, until we see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I think we have a doxology on your song sheets, actually. Yes. I think it would be a nice way to kind of close things up. Thank you so much. It's number 9. It's a very simple, common Christian song. Hope that most of you, if not all of you, know this. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Out of the mouth, babes, I perfected worship. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. One last time. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's give a clap to the Lord. And that's it. We are done for today. We have some very, very light refreshments, so please help yourself to them. They're just finger foods. They're not lunch. So after you're done, please mingle and fellowship and be here as long as you want to be. We'll be here until the last person, so no worries about that. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Thank you for joining us. We hope to see you again. For those of you who are traveling from afar, hope to see you again soon and safe travels back. And we look forward to catching up with every one of you personally soon. And thank you once again. Thank you.